Time to begin our worship service this morning. If you will, turn to favorite gospel songs, number 84. Welcome our visitors this morning and each one as we begin our worship services. And as I say every Sunday morning, worship starts with the very first note and the very first breath, okay? Sing out and just worship the good Lord in our music this morning. I'm bound for the kingdom. Number 84. Are you going for that kingdom? Let's sing that second verse then. What? Number 56. Met Mr. Fred Rich in about 1977. He is the author of this song. Wonderful young man at that time. He's passed on now. Number 56, Heaven Has It All.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Key. Thank you, Sister Jan. It's good to see you back with us today. Appreciate her coming to play the piano for us today. And she's been traveling a little bit, my understanding, and we are glad to see her back with us here at Murfreesboro Church today, along with all of you. We are glad that you are here today, and I hope that you've had a blessed week, is what I hope you've had. Been able to visit a little bit this week as far as church visitation. We went to a revival on Friday night and went to an ordination yesterday, and it was a good time in both places, and I'm just thankful that that we have churches that we can fellowship. Now, when I was down in Florida as pastor down there at Palm Tree, the closest church to us, and you think you've got a good little ways to go to another church, closest church to us was like an hour and a half drive, is what it was. And truthfully, we had some members that drove 2 hours just to come to our church because we were the only ones like that in our area. And so you are privileged today. You're privileged to have this church close to you, but also that you have other churches that you can go and visit from time to time. And I would encourage you to take advantage of those opportunities to visit churches that believes and practice like you do. And that is important that we keep that in mind, that it's just a little bit of things that we think doesn't matter. It's important for us to always make sure, as Jesus said, to keep the leaven out. He said, for a little leaven will leaven the whole lump, is what he says. And so it's important for us to keep that in mind, in our minds, that we watch where we go, but that you have the privilege of going to places that are like us, that preach and practice like us, that worship like us. And I want to encourage us just to be willing to worship even more is what I want us to do. Worship the Lord in a great way. It's good to see everybody out today. I appreciate everyone coming out for our service today. Let's just ask the Lord to be here. If you're visiting with us today, it is truly good to see you back with us today. And I just hope and pray that God blesses you in a great way in this service today. And we just are thankful to see everyone. We want to move right along with our service today. We're going to ask Brother Sam for our children's church to come around. All the kids, please come around.
How about you? That's all right. That's all right. Anybody's welcome to join us. Yeah. Testing. I think we're on, Corey. Thank you. Man, y'all are a good-looking bunch. Mm-hmm. Who had Cheerios for breakfast? Who had cereal for breakfast? Nobody? Did Mom make pancakes? Y'all need to feed these kids. You know. I mean, I don't think his shadow could cover a shovel, you know. So, I'm just kidding, Ben. You look really healthy there. Yeah, good. All right, real quick. I know you're busy. I've checked your schedule. Our sermon comes from the latter part of Matthew. What is Matthew? It's one of the four Gospels, isn't it? You knew that, didn't you? You knew that. But before we get into the verse, I want to ask you something, all right? What is an obligation? You don't know. Well, I'm going to tell you. I appreciate you asking and responding. An obligation is like a responsibility, okay? It's something that is owed, okay? And so you're going to have obligations in life. But let's talk about two obligations right at the moment. The first one is kind of, I'll tell you, kind of pertains to it, but the church that I know of has, you know, two obligations that come to mind, and there's others, but one is a debt obligation, a debt. You know, we are in debt to a bank because they hold the mortgage on this property and the building. So guess what we're doing? We're writing them a check every month to respond to the debt obligation, right? That satisfies that obligation. But here's the most important one that we have as a church, okay? Listen. We have a service obligation. We have a job. We have something to do, okay? And it comes from that verse, the 19th verse in the Matthew 28, what Jesus told us. And the first word is probably the most important. It's two letters, but boy, does it carry a lot of weight. And it just shows action. It shows that you got to be doing something, okay? We can't be sitting at our chair at home when we do this. But the first word is go. Go ye, therefore, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So he's there talking to his church, and he's giving them this obligation to teach all nations. So that group went and told a certain group of people. That group of people told another group of people, and so on and so on and so on and so on. And it finally came to Macon County, and it finally came to Rutherford County right here. It's a real honor. I can't explain that enough. I can't express that. It's enough. It's an honor to be part of that organization. And the responsibility, the obligation is real. And as we take upon that, as we think upon that, I'm so privileged to see all of you here. I've been in this church long enough. I've seen you when you were first brought in, that you're grown up. I hope maybe one or some of you are standing up here teaching another group two generations from now, telling people about Jesus. Tell people about Jesus. Well, stand up and let's say this verse. Come on over here, Cohen. Get ready for we can hear everybody in one verse. Ready? I want you to repeat after me and say it loud. Say it proud. Really? I appreciate you being on point right there. Really say it loud on this. Go ye therefore.
Go therefore.
Teach all nations.
Baptizing them.
In the name of the Father,
and of the Son,
and of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for discharging your obligation. All right.
Thank you, Brother Sam. A good lesson for our kids in doing our service. Now, I'm going to add just a little bit to every one of us. I heard someone make this statement not too many months ago, I guess it was, and they was talking about us, and after that we're saved, we have a due service to tell people, like Brother Sam was telling about. And what the man said was, if we would just lead one person to the Lord, if everybody that got saved would just lead at least one person to the Lord. Well, if we led one to the Lord and they came to this church and they came into our body and they became as faithful as you are to this church, how long would it take our church to grow even more? And that'd be a blessing on top of that. So I want us to think about that this morning. Leading somebody to the Lord and then leading them to our church. It's a great responsibility for all of us to do. And I want us to keep that in mind. Just try to get one. Now, if perchance you lead two, hey, that's even better. Maybe three or four. That's even more. That's even greater. So my suggestion, and I make this strongly, try to bring somebody to church that needs to find the Lord. Is what I want you to do. That's enough on that subject. Good to see everybody today. We want to go to the Lord in prayer here in just a few minutes. Does anybody have a prayer request on your heart? There were several prayer requests this morning in our Sunday schools. I'm sure all the classes had somebody that they wanted to pray for. We've got lost in our church that I want you to pray for. Those that are unsaved, in other words, I want you to pray for them and pray that they'll be saved. So get them on your heart. Our revival, I was thinking about yesterday. Our revival is getting close. And I haven't been mentioning it enough to you as a reminder. So I want you to keep that in mind. Anybody else got a prayer request? I do want us to remember also, we are hosting the Jubilee, the fellowship meeting this Friday night. Be prayerful for that service, for the ones that will be singing and speaking. Be prayerful for that service that it'll be what God wants it to be. So be prayerful for it. Anybody else have a prayer request on your heart this morning? I appreciate each and every one being here today. Let's ask the Lord to be in our service today. I'm going to call on one to start our prayer, but we want everybody to pray if you possibly will. Brother Sam, I know you done had one part, but would you start our prayer, please?
Number 190. Got such a blessing out of Brother Sam's prayer this morning. When I was a child, and I'm sure you were the same way, when storms would come, and I was little, I found a hiding place with Mom and Dad. Such a joy to be able to just get close, and I felt safe there. And there was joy because the good Lord watched over us and we didn't have any issues. But this song tells about a hiding place that we all have, that if the good Lord saved your soul, you'll find it as we sing through this. Number 190, song written by Mr. Joe Parks. Come on.
Thank you.
Praise, number 182. Now, that's the reason that I have my hiding place, except my salvation came on a day, not at night. I wonder how many in here were saved at night, that you can just say, all right, well, you ought to sing the rafters out then. That's what this song is all about, the night Jesus saved my soul. It was about 4 o'clock or so. Now, let me tell you, when you get saved, you're going to know what it's all about. You're going to know it. Well, let's just sing it all. Come on. Would you want to stand on this just as a reverence to our Lord on the second verse? Come on now.
Song that will go along with those two songs there. You can go ahead and be seated, but there's another song that I want us to think about today, and that is the Days of the Week song. Last week's message was on how you know that you're saved. And so if you know that you've been saved, that's what these songs have been singing about today, knowing about when you're saved. Now, we are said to be time and place religion, because we believe there's a time in which you know that you got saved. There's a place you know where you got saved at. You may not know the exact hour, but you know about when it was. A lot of people don't even know the exact day of the week, but they know that it was during a revival, or it was during this time, or it was during school or something like that. That's a time. You may not know exactly what place it was. Paula's great uncle, for a long time, he doubted his salvation because all he knew was he was in the back seat of a car in Georgia. He didn't know exactly where he was at. That's a place. I want to sing the Days of the Week song. If you know what day of the week you got saved on, stand up for the Lord. Now, if you don't know the exact day of the week, there's a verse at the end that says it's a great day. You stand up for that day. And you just stand up for the Lord's what I want you to do. Brother Key, while we sing. Anybody got anything on your heart at this time? Word of testimony or anything? Another song? Somebody got a word of testimony on your heart?
No. When you die, you're dead.
Yeah.
Whatever can
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. Yes.
Kids walking on the street and getting snatched and killing them.
Yeah.
Children, think about it.
Lord,
help.
Think about it. Lord, do
help. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. You're not guaranteed to get out of this building. It just breaks my heart. We've got lost in their family. I just don't understand. I've got a niece that was raised. I have no doubt she's saved. But she's took her kids off into something else. I just
Lord,
don't help. Understand.
Lord bless.
And they
don't
salvation.
Yes.
But they teach their children something else.
Lord,
hey. I just can't, I mean, I don't know how you go before God like that. Makes you wonder, did they have anything?
Yeah.
But some of these people, I think, do. The world just gets so a hold of them.
That yeah.
Number 202.
Somebody else got a word of testimony on your heart? Anybody at all? I will say to each and every one of us, the last song we sung was Down on Your Knees. Now, how many of you remember that you were down on your knees when you got saved? Pretty good bunch. How many of you were sitting somewhere? How many of you were standing? Oh, none. I've heard of a few that we got saved just standing off to the side. I'm thankful that God saves. It's not about the position, but as Sister Paula said, it's about the position of the heart. Anybody else got a word on your heart this morning? I want us to follow the Lord always in this church. There's ones that are here that needs to hear what we have to say. When you start talking about being saved, you confirm what's preached. when you start talking about being saved, that tells these lost ones that I know I'm saved. Brother Stewart tells this a lot of times. What really blew his mind when he first started coming around to people that were saved, that they could know that they were saved. That blows people's minds that we know. But me, I know it. I was thankful to have been able to grow up around people that knew about being saved and prayed for me. I'm thankful for that. Anybody else got a word on your heart? Did you notice something about these talks today? They praised our Lord. Now, I'm going to be a little bit hard here on us. What have we done to praise the Lord today? Yeah, we sung. But what have we done to give God glory for what he did for us? We stood up for him, right? Remember how he stood up for you? Anybody got a word of testimony on your heart? I'm not going to preach today. You're going to be out of it. I do want you to think about what God did for you. The songs we sung today should have went to our hearts to remind us of our salvation and how good God has been to us and the promise of a heavenly home. And what little we do for him, God gets glory out of that. I just hope and pray that the lost that are here today takes the advice that was also said, the end of the world is coming. The end of time is coming. Your time is coming. So I want you today, if you're not saved, to really and truly consider where you're at right now with God. If you haven't been saved by the grace of God, if you could not stand up with everybody else today when that they talked about the day that they were saved, you need to think about it real quick. I've seen a lot of predictions. I've seen a lot of predictions lately. Now, I don't believe in predictions. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong about this. I don't believe in those predictions. But they all tend to do one thing. They make people be at ease to think, well, he didn't come when they said it would. He's not coming. He is coming. He will show up here. And if you're not ready, it's too late. There won't be a second chance. And you need to get your heart right. You need to be like Sister Paula talking about. Didn't matter what position she got in. Didn't matter what it was. She wanted to be saved. She needed to do whatever she needed to do. Now, I do want to give you an invitation. The altars are always open in this church. I don't mention that often. Sometimes when we do that, I think a lot of times we make it people take things for granted. Well, it's always open, yes, but he says it every Sunday. But I want you to think about it. It's a good place to pray. But as I say so many times, the seat you're sitting in is a good place to pray too. If you have to go back to the back of the building, do that also. You go where you've got to get everything out of your mind but Jesus. Being determined to get saved. 274. That's a song?
Number 278.
Y'all follow the Lord. Sing them both.
Everybody
for
stand.
Them, sir.
Everybody
if you're here today and lost, if you don't know you're saved, it's a good day to seek God. extend the invitation with the other song, because I don't know if the Lord's dealing with anybody or not. You may be standing there praying. And as I said, you didn't see anybody hold their hand up that they got saved standing up, but I do know some people that did. One of my favorites that I like to tell about is Brother Jerry Rippey. I believe he was standing up in the cemetery. You don't think God can save you anywhere? He can. He had run out to the cemetery next to the church, and that's where he got saved at. While we sing, if you're seeking God right now, you continue to pray. You just asked him. You begged him if you have to. I did. I begged him to save my soul. While we sing.
Number 274.